Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So, for some reason, producer Dan was holding on to his baby teeth recently.
Yep.
What's going on, Dan?
Held the bones of past me. So, my parents have reached retirement age,
right,
and they bought a house in Florida. So, now they're looking to sell their house up here, and this is my childhood home. We've been there since I was a couple months old.
That is wild. 30 years.
30-plus years of memories and just stuff that you collect over a lifetime.
Of course.
Right.
So, while we're trying to go through all this stuff to get it ready to show to people, you know, we're finding all kinds of stuff in corners and crevices and boxes, like stuff from my childhood. And at one point, she had an envelope that had the date on it. And I opened it, and it was just my teeth.
Wow.
And she said, "Dan, do you want these?" And I said, "Mom, I'm not in Vietnam in wartime. I'm not trying to make a necklace." No.
Marianne is from Marshfield. You've done the same thing that Dan's mom did, Marianne?
I did, absolutely. I got them from the Tooth Fairy, you know, and so I just put them in a little plastic egg, you know, that I use at Easter, and just kept them because I think when he was small, I'm like, I can't throw them away. They're like his baby teeth.
How old is he now?
How old is he now?
Yeah.
He's 30.
Does he want them?
I think I asked him and he said no, but yeah. I think I
do. You ever just open the egg and look at him? Because that's weird.
I do.
Of course you do.
It is kind of weird, but I don't know.
Being a mom is wild.
It's wild.
I imagine before children, like for me,
yeah,
the thought of hanging onto teeth is just gross.
But for a mom, you
when
just...
you've birthed that child and fed that child and raised that child,
like, those are my teeth.
I just imagine her playing it like an instrument with the eggs inside
little Morocco.
The teeth.
That's the most terrifying Easter egg hunt of all time.
You know what, though? I didn't want them, but I got low-key offended that you want to throw them out.
100%.
Catherine is from Waltham. What was it that was saved by your mom?
It was my broken cast from when I was 2.
Your broken cast?
So I broke my arm, and she kept the cast. Oh,
that's just gross.
Those things smell.
Is it like the plaster?
It was. Like, yes.
Oh, my God.
When they, like,
she just...
And I was like, it wasn't until we moved when I was in high school, and I was like, this is not okay.
Could you still see, like, where your friends signed it or your family signed it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those things are just gross inside. Yeah.
They just smell terrible.
That just seems like a...
Thank you.
Unsanitary.
That's it. Thank you, Annie. Thank you.
None of this is sanitary, Kennedy.
Julie is from North Attleboro. What did your parents keep?
So I'm adopted, and my mom kept my outfit that I came over in and the bottle that I had with me as well.
See, now that's heartwarming.
That's kind of sweet. Yeah.
Wholesome.
That's amazing. You have good parents. Yeah. That's sweet to me.
I don't think it makes you a bad parent to save teeth.
No.
I feel like a lot of parents do it.
They right. do. Right.
Do you guys not have anything saved from Barrett?
Who?
All right, how about your wife? Does your wife have anything right. saved from the
no,
child that she
birthed? No, she saves everything.
Sure.
We have the book.
Yeah,
that has
with this little footprint.
And the footprint yep. and the tooth taped in there on the day that
of
he
course.
Lost it.
There
of
it course. Is.
And his blood type and a lock of hair.
There it is.
Yes, and earwax. She saved all of this. let's see. Well, let me grab one more. Another teeth mom, I think, here. Is this Haley from Norfolk? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Is it who kept the baby teeth? You or your parents?
My mom, and she told me a couple years ago And I was like, Mom, those came out of my mouth. You can just, like, throw them away. It's okay. And she's like, no, don't you want them? I'm like, no, it's okay.
It's just like, what are you supposed to do with them?
I don't know.
Like, put them on your mantle?
Display case?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Like, I don't even know where they are. Okay, jewelry, I didn't want to know anything about them.
If I walked in here and I was wearing a tooth necklace, I'd hope you guys would be like, yes, yeah, right?
When I was a kid, you just
do whatever you want to do.
When I was a kid, they would just take your baby shoe and they would send it out to have it redone in brass, and then it would sit on
bronze.
Excuse me, it would just sit on.
But like that makes
like
sense.
I have a bronze baby shoe somewhere from when I was a kid.
Sure.
There are no baby teeth. There are no baby teeth.
Well, so, they are in my house.
So again, did you take them or no?
No.
Are you going to sell them at a yard sale?
Yeah, if anybody wants my teeth, I will sell them to you.
Just Dan's DNA.
DM me on Instagram.
Let's try to recreate you.
Oh my gosh. Let's see how weird it gets.
Yes.
Let's go.
I'm in.
I'm also selling feet pics if you're interested.
The bidding starts at $200.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!